Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and...
Sonny Bill Williams. Oh, sorry, Toby Harris. God. Sorry.
That's actually already getting me onto one of my things that I'd like to talk about today.
Good segue.
How are you doing, Tobinator?
Not bad. Not a bad weekend, actually. Not a bad weekend of rugby.
Great weekend of rugby.
Very good weekend of rugby for you.
Oh, we're going to get on to that, sir. We're going to get on to that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We've got a couple of emails in.
We do.
From our supporters. Sir, do you want to do the first one?
I do. With Joe Smith being incorporated into the All Blacks coaching and selection team, what impact will this have on the ABs, and is he now destined to be the next head coach? And that's from Will or Bob to my friends.
No, Bill to my friends.
You can call me William.
I like that. So he's gone William or Bill to my friends.
Oh, yeah, Bill, sorry, yeah.
God, you can't even read. It's an eye, man.
Honestly, my contact lenses are playing up. It's frustrating me.
I think he's talking about the fact that pretty much you have to be an All Blacks coach to become head coach.
Right. You have to be in the sort of system.
Yeah. Yeah. So that doesn't bode well for anyone that's not.
No, but Joe Smith, is he a good fit for the ABs?
Oh, I think he's a great fit for assistant.
Yes, I agree.
Is he a great fit for a head coach? I'm not 100% convinced.
No, I didn't see it when he was coaching, Wales?
It was Ireland.
It was Ireland, was it? Who was coaching William?
Gatland.
No. After him.
Oh, now? They're coaching now. I can't even remember his name. No. Pivot. Wayne.
Pivot.
Big Wayne.
Yep. snap. I don't think they'll have him. I don't think they'll
pick
him.
As head coach. No. I reckon Scott Robinson. I think if the All Blacks perform well in this World Cup, I think it will go to one of them, but I
don't think it should.
If it doesn't go well, I think it'll be Scott Robinson, and Scott will get in a team, a band of merry men, which will be a
Leon McDonald, fantastic. Tony Brown.
Oh yeah,
Shin, those fellas,
real, real good.
Right, so, what's the next one?
For the record, I also think Toby is cheating. How does someone turn around their Super Brute season so quickly? And that's from Brian.
Do you know what? I wanted to see if I could get like a hack, a Super Brute hack, but I can't do it. Can't do it. I'm sorry, but there's one other. Are we moving to it now?
What? Is there one other?
No, are we moving to the Super Brute now?
We are, so I'm going to put the music on. Away you go, sir.
Yes. So, shall we start with the bottom? Or the top?
of just this weekend's results.
Just this weekend's results.
Top, mate. Got to go for the top.
Okay. I'm Scrum there. Doctor. Yeah, okay. We'll go top four. Top four. Scrum Doctor, 10.5 points. Ben Zealand, Winter Milan, and Jed. Now, Damo, you're just, well, to be fair, you're second equal with three others, aren't you?
Third equal, mate, with three others.
Sorry, third equal, yes. Yeah. And again, I'm not far just, off
mate,
either.
There's one there, two, there are three. You can count to three.
No, but the first two are the same, mate.
Oh, okay, I
you
see.
Melt. Yeah, yeah. Sit back down, boy. So you got half a point more than me.
I did.
But Ben Zealand, how many places did he go up?
A lot.
Yes.
A lot. But hey, listen, let's go do the bottom four.
Okay. Bottom four. Oh, no surprises there. The log.
No. Or Bradley John.
Yeah.
The log.
Yes.
And then who?
Damo 6969.
How immature is that? But I love it.
Yeah, of course you do. Oh, you will later on. Oi, oi, Savaloy. Swano. Swano had a shocker.
Swallow or Swano?
Damo. You did dog you. Okay, let's go top five overall, eh?
Yes.
Because you're actually now...
I'm sniffing
Damian
around.
Warren, you are in the top five. You are in the top five.
Oh, yeah, not
We've
for
got
long.
Jed, Winter Milan, Scrum Doctor, Ben Affleck, and Damo 316.
Above Damo.
Yes.
I told him I was coming for him.
You did.
And I overtook him. There was actually a little moment there where we were overtaking each other.
Were you flirting yeah, with each other? Oh, I'm on nice top, name. Though. Nice name.
I'm on top. You're on top. I'm on top. You're on top.
Now you're on top.
So right. There you go. Yeah, what about the bottom?
Bottom. We've got Kiwi Dave, Big Ash, Coley Poley, the log. Yeah, typical. Now, can I just say that I am, with your screenshots, I am no longer in the picture.
No, you're not. You're neither the bottom page.
No.
Or the, hey, Razzle Dazz is holding on to that bottom page, isn't he?
You know what? I'm now above him. Yeah. I'm on top, Razzle. I'm dominating you. Got you by the scruff of the neck.
Oh, brilliant. Oh. Yeah, I don't think I can really. I mean, I could take on Ben Affleck and the likes, but it's me and Ben, really, isn't it? Let's be honest. Because I can't get, you know.
You've got
there's
two
a big
more
gap,
weeks.
There's a big gap. There's a big
so
gap.
So if we get maximum points, it's about 10 points, isn't it?
Yeah, which I've never had.
No, nor me. So you're banking on other people slipping up.
Yep, and that happens all the time.
You're right.
Mate, it's time for...
Breaking news.
Kindly supported
Actually,
by...
Actually, sir, before we do, should we give ourselves a little bit of a plug?
I think we should, sir.
Yes. How can they get a hold of us?
Oh, they can email us. Oh. They can get on the old Twitter. You know, I'm not very good on the Twitter.
No.
I haven't put a post up for ages.
I'm a shocker on the Instagram. Absolute
shocker. Jessica, my daughter, she wants to help us out by doing some. Over to you.
It's on me now, eh? I'll give her the login details. Although she might go into my own Instagram. She might see me twerking.
What, in front of Sam?
Did you know that I can twerk?
Oh, I'm in no doubt, sir.
I'll show you afterwards. We can put it on the Twitter. It'll go viral.
No, yes. And also, we have put on the Patreon page.
Yes, we have.
So if you'd like to donate some hard-earned cash
money
to us, then you can just click the link underneath the description.
And if you don't think we're worth it, then
do it. That's fine. Absolutely fine. We'll hold it against you for the rest of your lives. But
5-star reviews.
That's another thing you can do.
Yes.
Or you can just give us a comment.
Just to subscribe. Just anything, eh? Yeah, we love a bit of communication from you lot.
Love a bit of communication.
Breaking news.
Kindly supported by...
Super XV.
For all your camping needs.
Yes, depending on what you've been searching up.
Yeah. For me, hair...
Lord, mate, don't tell us.
Hair replacements for me. Oh. There's a few ads on the left-hand side. Hair replacements.
Jock straps for me.
Extra large.
Oi, Savaloy.
Sorry, we're such...
Oh, we are so good today. Okay, my first one, mate. Yeah. My first one, Checker.
Yeah.
Is.
Oh, no, you can't be doing that.
Have you got it?
Are you saying that Checker thinks he can win the World Cup?
Oh, okay, I'll go on to another one then.
No, that's all right. You go for it.
No, my first one, Nick White. Okay, he has turned down Japanese mega offer.
Yeah. Do you know the reason why?
To re-sign, not resign, to re-sign.
Yeah, do you know the reason why?
Why?
They offered him all this yen and he didn't know what it was. So he said, no, I'll go for my Australian dollars. Thank you very much.
Do you know how much they offered?
I'm going to say $1 million for the season.
1.4.
Million.
1.4 million, yeah.
Wow. That's impressive, isn't it?
Big lot of money. Big lot of money to be turning down. He obviously wants to win a World Cup, doesn't he?
Well, I like the idea. This is the second one in 2 weeks, isn't it? Nick and Noah Lolasio. They've both turned down big money offers. But the worry is at what point do you not? Because, you know, from a rugby player's perspective, it's not that far. It's a completely different country with, you know, all of that educational or the cool factor of that.
Yeah.
Huge money.
Yeah.
A good competition where they get a lot of rest so they don't get absolutely ruined when they play. It's just win-win-win.
Win-win-win.
It's a winner-winner chicken dinner. So, yeah, without a World Cup, I'm guessing there's going to be a flood of players going to Japan after the World Cup.
I would think so, yeah.
Some would say a tsunami of players.
Dang, mate, you can't say that.
No, I'm just saying. It's
gonna
too
be soon?
It's going to be so... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. it's going to be massive. Going to be huge. The number of players going to Japan. I think Japan's the place that they're going to go to now.
Yes,
over.
I agree. Short season, beautiful weather,
yeah.
Beautiful culture, and beautiful people, and, you know, beautiful food.
Nice for the family. It's like, you know...
Not
as far, so you know you could potentially go back and forth way more than you could, you know, if you're playing in Europe. So I just think it's win-win-win chicken dinner. Now, for me, my first story is Waratahs apologise after Hurricane star Duplessis Corifi alleges racial abuse. Now, I was shocked by this until I read the article. Now, I'm still shocked by it, to be fair, but I thought he was talking about a player
right
from the Waratahs.
Okay.
But it wasn't a player.
It was a crowd, wasn't it?
It was someone in the crowd.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely disgusting.
It is.
It is. There is no place for racism in our sport, in society. But thank goodness it wasn't a player.
Correct.
Because I thought that...
imagine if it was a player, they'd never play again.
Well, yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Well, if you think about what is he...
He is back playing, isn't he?
He is back playing, right.
But, yeah, he is a heck of a player.
Yes.
Whereas if you're a middle-ranking Waratahs back row, then you probably wouldn't play again.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, he did pull the finger to the crowd at Leichhardt Oval.
Did he?
So he did sort of...
Did he?
Yeah, he did. And he did apologise for that.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of people saw it and were wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
And obviously he explained the reasons why. But, you know, good to see the Waratahs taking ownership for it. Because,
yeah,
you know, back in the day, the Waratahs would have just probably gone, or any rugby club, not just the Waratahs, would have just gone, well, it's not our issue, it was someone in the crowd, nothing to do with us. And actually they've said, it's our crowd, hometown, and we'll take responsibility for it.
We'll
and
take
they
it on the chin.
Setting their stall out to say, you know, if we find out who it is, we're going to deal with you in the appropriate manner, which is good.
Right, mate, you're talking too much now. Taking World Cups to America at the expense of actual rugby nations is harmful. What do you think of that statement?
Say that again.
Taking Rugby World Cups to America at the expense of actual rugby nations is harmful. So, before you actually answer, this is an article about the World Cup not being at New Zealand in the foreseeable future.
I understand, yeah.
And it's sort of a little bit of like a, this is a Kiwi bloke writing, saying, almost in a selfish way, being like, why isn't it back in New Zealand? You know, we've got the grounds for it. We've got the facilities to facilitate a lot of people, and we're a rugby mad country.
Yeah, but this again smacks of poor management from the NZRFU, because they're crying over spilt milk. Now, they last time, they said when they hosted the last World Cup that they most probably wouldn't be applying for another one. So they put all their chips on the table and said, look, you need to give it to us now because we're not going to be in a position where we can have it in the future. So guess what everyone did? Said, yeah, okay, you can have it.
Yeah.
So they need to get their act together. And I've got absolutely no issue with it going to developing countries.
Well, I think it would sort of advertise rugby if it went to countries like America.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think there is a place for rugby to be played in developed nations, i.e., you know, it is a World Cup. We want to allow supporters of those home countries to celebrate their country's World Cup.
Yeah, but if you think about Japan, I know it's a rugby nation and I know they're rugby mad, but rugby after that World Cup shot up in Japan.
Now, will that happen in America? It may.
It could do.
But the setup there is pretty rudimentary at the moment.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that they've only just got a professional system going.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
So I would say, you know, potentially it hasn't really grown to a point where it's got a massive base of fans. So the likelihood is, are they potentially going to have empty grounds?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they're going to play in. But that's what it's looking like. It's going to be Australia 2027.
Yeah.
And then after that, America.
Yes.
So I know the players would be 31. Keen to go to America and travel across and play in all these different cities. So from the players' point of view, I think they're pretty happy. But, you know, I just think Japan was great because it was a developing country, but it had been developing had for a number of years.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I get you. I get you. So all right.
At the cost of the Kiwis? I mean, let's be honest, it's either in Europe, isn't it? I mean, if it wasn't in America and New Zealand didn't put their hand up, then it's going to be in either France, you know. It hasn't gone to Argentina, has it?
Nope.
That would be somewhere that you'd arguably say, why aren't they going to host
exactly,
it? Because they've, you know, why isn't it going to Italy? They've had a much longer time to fall in love with the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, from those points of view.
Why not Fiji?
Yeah, well, lots of reasons, mate.
Yes.
Lots of reasons. But, yeah. Definitely, I can see where they're coming from, places like that would have loved to have held it.
Could have it in Canada, you know.
Yeah, at least it's,
But Canada and America have had a similar sort of time base to get those fans in.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway.
Interesting. Yeah.
Anyway.
My next one, mate, is talking about, it's a segue in. It's like we've spoken about this, isn't it? The MLR franchises hoovering up South African schoolboy talent.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And I think the smacks of you can play for South Africa no matter where you play, no matter how many test matches or not you've had. So it just opens the door for those guys. You know, what's the point in playing in a competition that isn't actually that good? You know, let's be honest, the United Rugby Championship or the Ultimate or the United, I don't know.
What?
The rugby championship they play in now, I think it's the United Rugby Championship. Now, it's not great, is it?
No.
So, you know, they might as well go somewhere where you're going to get paid.
I totally agree.
You know, do a few years over there and then come back and give it another go.
Yeah.
And that's my big worry about New Zealand, you know, these young schoolboys. They might be the ones that go and play in Japan and whatnot and leave a hole.
I just
others.
Think the All Blacks is too much of a draw for our youngsters. I want to play for the OVs.
At the moment, until they take that away.
True.
Because I still want to play for the All Blacks. Interesting, how much would you give up to play for the All Blacks, money-wise? You know, you're obviously going to get paid a significant amount of money to play for the All Blacks. Let's say it's £200,000 to play.
For the All Blacks.
For the All Blacks.
Right.
and someone from Japan comes to you and says they'll give you X amount, but you'll never be able to play for the All Blacks, what would that figure have to be?
I would still play for the All Blacks, and then when I retire or
no, you
get
can't.
Dropped.
You can't.
Well, that's a ridiculous clause.
So I'm going to give you
it's
a scenario.
Ridiculous clause.
Scenario is this. You either sign up to play, let's just say, for Japan, and you're going to sign up for 5 years.
Right.
And you're going to play potentially for Japan.
Okay.
So that's the clause. You've got to be there 5 years. And in your fifth year, and you've played for Japan, so you've got that international cap. So then you've got to wait 3 years before you can come back. So it's not going to happen. So that's the deal. How much would it take for you to give up playing for the All Blacks?
No, well, would I be an All Black great? How many matches would I play for the All Blacks?
So you'd play for 5 years.
So I'd be an All Black great.
Oh, could be. Yeah. Knowing you, mate, you'd just be holding the water bottles. Yeah, you might got one test match.
And but I came on as a sub.
But boy, you look good on. You look good when you're on there.
It wouldn't be 5 years. Don't know, mate. What a ridiculous question. Anyway, let's move on.
No, you tell us. How much would it
mate,
be?
I'm not. I don't know. 10 million.
Really?
For 5 years.
Wow. 2 million a year. Yeah, that'd be tough to say no, wouldn't it?
Maybe 1.5.
Mate, it's time for the results.
20 quid's 20 quid though, eh, bud? Results, yeah. So ones that sort of caught my eye. Chiefs, I thought they would batter the Rebels. Didn't. Fiji, Jura, Moana Pacifica was the match of the round, I
what
reckon.
I mean, I loved it.
Blues.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, no, neither did I. Hurricanes, I thought they'd win by more.
Correct.
But they didn't. Highlanders.
Wow.
Thumping.
Yeah.
Absolutely thumping. 61-10.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
Nope. And then the Crusaders, I did see that coming.
Oh.
I think I pretty much almost got that one on the...
On the nose.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I don't over to the Heineken Cup results. The big one here is Leinster.
Yeah.
40 points to 17 to Toulouse.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And then La Rochelle has made it through.
Yeah.
At Russing 92's expense. So that's 2 years in a row. La Rochelle have made the final. And I'm really sorry, but Russing 92 have literally dropped the ball on numerous occasions in these final stages. Just
they have,
can't
yeah.
get over the
They've
line.
They've got such good players as well. Who's going to win the final?
Well, you've got to look at that and say it's going to be Leinster.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree.
I mean,
with
it's
you.
Literally the Ireland team as well,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Mate, what caught your eye?
Again, I sort of touched on it there. It was the Fiji, Jura, Moana Pacifica. It was...
Do you know what? It's just a shame that wasn't played in the islands.
I totally agree.
Oh, because if it was played in the islands...
what an atmosphere that would be.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, that was a great game and some great tries.
Yeah.
And had everything in it. I mean, I felt a little bit sorry for Moana Pacifica. After beating the Hurricanes, I kind of thought they were going to go to the Australian comp and put a better foot forward than they have, and it just hasn't happened.
I just think they've run out of steam, run out of depth,
run out of players.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the amount of COVID affected games, even when they haven't had COVID, the other teams had, and they've had to replay those scheduled games. So yeah, I mean, the first thing that caught my eye was a story that you were about to mention earlier, which is the old Michael Checker. Is basically saying he wants to win the World Cup. Now, you'd be crazy as a coach not to say that. But my question to you is...
He's with Argentina, isn't he?
He's with Argentina. Yeah. And he's got David Kidwell, who was the Kiwis' former boss, to go with him, who's left his Parramatta Eels job.
Parramatta Seals?
but do you think they've got any chance, Argentina?
No.
Why?
They're not good enough. They are good for a game here or there, but they don't have the longevity in a tournament like that, like Ireland. I'll put them in the same category as Ireland.
Really?
Yes.
Ireland are a much better
Ireland
category.
Are a much, yeah.
I'm going to say Scotland.
Just listen.
I'm going to say Scotland.
I disagree.
I'm going to say Scotland.
Just let me finish. And I don't mean as in the same category of playing, because I think Ireland are a much better team, but longevity-wise, over a tournament like that, I don't think that Argentina can do it.
Okay.
The same reason why I don't think Ireland can do it. They're just really not consistent enough.
I like how you've emphasised can do it.
Yes.
Very good from you.
Thank you.
I've got down here as well, Highland is amazing result.
Yeah.
Sam Gilbert at 10. Now, this lad has played a little bit of 10 at school, but hasn't played 10 since. He's a fullback, gone into 10, ripped it up.
He's making them look so good. Giving such good ball, isn't he, to his outsides.
Umunga Jensen.
Yeah,
oh, and well. They've got a real good back row. I've put down here, 2015, here we come. You know, this is a serious thing. The Highlanders, when you've looked at their performances against the New Zealand sides, have all been close. They did not get blown away. They're going to play the Blues.
The Blues will win there, I'm sorry.
I think the Highlanders can turn them over.
Nah. Oh, they could. Anyone could turn anyone over on their day,
yeah,
but...
and I think that's going to happen.
Nah.
I just love it.
Nah.
I just love it. Tony Brown, he's timing his run. I can just see him upsetting the Blues, and then the Crusaders taking them in the final.
Because can the Highlanders... be over to... No, not really, eh? Two games to play. It depends if the Rebels go back-to-back, which I don't think they will.
No, no chance. So it's going to be Blues v Highlanders. Here we come. Going to be great. If they've got a full-strength team playing, I think the Highlanders can beat the Blues because all the pressure's going to be on the Blues. They're going to be at home, right? The Highlanders are going to have no pressure on them, and that's a dangerous... Highlanders.
Yeah, that is. You're right.
Marty Banks is going to come on with 5 minutes to go. He's going to kick the goal from the corner to win it. You heard it here first, everyone.
Can you imagine? So you're going to pick Highlanders by what?
One.
But surely
what happens to folk heroes? What happens to folk heroes, right, if they then become a folklore hero? So if Marty Banks...
Living legend.
Because if Marty Banks kicks one to win this year...
He'll be an All Black.
Well, he should have been an All Black. He should have been.
Yeah, right.
So do you think they can do it?
Who?
The Highlanders.
No.
Okay. No wins for Aussie teams, mate. Is that back to normal or not? Are we saying, you know, we were surprised that they'd done so well? I wasn't. You weren't, but other people were.
I was surprised. What, surprised that...
That the Aussie teams have fared quite well until this weekend.
Yes, but I was surprised that the Aussie teams got so close this week because I thought we were going to smash them.
What about the Waratahs Hurricanes? You thought that the Hurricanes are going to smash them?
I didn't think they'd smash them, but I thought they would put 10 or so points on them.
I thought when they went up 15-0...
Oh, I was like, here we go. Grand Slam's gone. My Grand Slam's gone.
And then the worst bit was, for me, was the Hurricanes come back, right? And I had them by 5?
Yeah.
No, I must have had them by 10, I think. Know. Yeah, and it had them by 10. So all I needed for them to do was, because that was 4 at the moment, to take the kick at goal and get it over, and I would have been singing all over the bank, and then they just kicked the ball out.
Well, the Reds. Who did the Reds play? The Reds played
the Blues,
and I needed the Reds to score when they were about a metre out.
Yeah, you're going nuts,
in
you?
The red, like on the 80th minute. All they had to do was pick it up, put it over, like, knock on. Eh? What? And I would have had it spot on.
I know. I'd say Subaru's really changed my, I love it.
It's bad, isn't every
match I'm nervous.
Yes, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I follow every match now. Follow.
Brilliant. What else have I got? I've got Parise, Israel Parise, at 13 for the Waratahs.
He's been
brilliant this year. He was brilliant last year. But I'm hearing kind of news out that they don't see him being a Wallaby 13.
Well, the Wallabies' midfield is going to be so hard to pick. You know, you've got Hunter Paisami.
Yeah.
You've got Parise.
Yeah.
You've got, what's his name? Not Kurumbedi.
Karevi.
Karevi.
I think Karevi's not playing in this series, though.
Right.
Because he's going to be available for the World Cup.
Right, okay. Well, even harder decision then when it comes to the World Cup. So I
Simone
think
for the Brumbies and Fikiri.
Honestly.
You know, they go, God,
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
And I'm scared that he'll go overseas. A bit like Lamape.
He's come back, though. He played in the NRL and he's come back.
Yeah, but you think about Lamape. He played in the NRL, came for the All Blacks for a few games and then took off.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm scared about these players doing.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one is Reds, Chiefs and Hurricanes underperforming. So I went on a few weeks ago and said the Chiefs are the most stable team and they've gone off the ball.
Yeah.
The Reds look good. Challenge the Brumbies and they've been really poor. So what's going on, Topes?
Again, is it the longevity of the competition?
Just real tough.
Yeah, just tough because you're playing top quality teams week in, week out. There's no easy game.
There's
if
no
you think
bunny,
about the Premiership,
yeah,
there are a few donkeys. there are a few donkeys at the bottom of the table. Bath being one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they can turn over a team every now and then.
Yeah.
But there's a few donkeys.
Well, okay, so are you not saying the Rebels are donkeys?
No, well, you look at the weekend.
Okay. I get what you're saying. You are right. There's no guaranteed win.
No.
You can't put out a B team. No. So, you can, but you're flirting with disaster.
Exactly.
So you're playing your better players all the time. You don't really feel like you can give these younger guys experience.
And it's the depth of the team then.
Yeah. So, you know, back... Give it roll it back a few years. You know, you had the Sunwolves, who was pretty much a
donkey.
A bit of a donkey.
And then you had the Argentinian team, the Jaguars.
No, they were good. Always good.
They
always
were
good.
Always good.
They were good.
No, you're
they
wrong.
They were always good.
You're wrong.
Always.
But, you know, for a start, they weren't great. Western Force weren't that good.
No, you were talking rubbish.
Rebels weren't that good. I'm emphasising weren't.
The Jaguares.
Jaguares.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to say that every week. they were always good. They were the Argentinian national side. They might not have got the results in the first year.
Well, there
but
you
they
go.
Made
That's
the final.
What I mean.
They made the semifinals in the second year.
They did.
So, come on. Really your neck in, big fella. And then the third year, they made the final. And if they had made a fourth year, they probably would have won it, but they didn't. They bloody COVID hit, didn't they?
Unlucky. Oosh. Listeners' questions?
No. I've got some more. No Sonny Bill again.
Oh, mate, he's been...
But the big fella.
Sonny, why have you got so much written down?
Bring back Bill.
I've never seen you write so much down.
Crusaders.
Sonny Bill.
Very, very good on the weekend. But where the Brumbies? Do they play a blind and not play in their top team? Or do they miss a trick? So they didn't play Lolasio, I think, a little...
They came on
level.
Later on. Didn't Pete Samu come on later?
I don't know. I don't think he played at all.
No, maybe didn't.
But did they, you know, because like if they had beaten the Crusaders there, they would have been second or stayed second, and then they've got a home potentially quarter and semi.
Or are they playing a good game here?
That's what I mean.
Saving the players.
Yeah. Very interesting because they've got Blues this weekend and they're putting them all out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a hard game. Where's it been played?
At Brumbies, Canberra.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. It's going to be good, isn't it?
Who are you picking for that?
I'm going to go Blues. Just. Skin of the teeth. I might go Brumbies. That's a tough one. I'm not telling you because you cheat on the Subaru.
Cheers, Brian.
yes. Listener's questions, sir.
Hi, guys. Hi. I live in the USA, and everyone keeps telling me that rugby is the best game in the world, which is factually correct. My question to you is why? Many thanks for an entertaining podcast, Sam G.
Okay, great question. Why do you reckon? Why is it the best game?
Best game in the world. Best game in the world because it's exciting. Well... But it's all relative to who's watching.
No. Why is it the best game in the world?
Oh, I'm awful at this. It's like, Toby, why are you so amazing? Oh, I was just born with great genes.
They were Levi's 501s.
little tear in the buttock. Got caught on a nail, though. Not
on,
fashion.
On the way out.
Someone tried to break an entry. best game. You just got that. Bit late to the party there, Damo, but you got there.
Oh, boy.
Best game in the world. It just is. It's just fun to watch. It's just great to play. The physicality. But then afterwards, you hate each other on the pitch. But then afterwards, you sweep up the sheds. You have a beer all together. You know, you're mates, aren't you?
I that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, look, Sam, get yourself down to your local rugby club. Sit across. That's why it's the best game in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's a it's a bit of an old saying, but it's pretty accurate. It's like it's a brutal sport played by gentlemen.
Yeah.
Or in the term of the type of people that play, they play aggressive, but after the game they shake their hands, there's respect there. And, you know, I think NFL is a great game, right? I think NFL is a great game ruined by timeouts and number of players on the pitch and time off the pitch as a player.
It's almost three teams in one, isn't it?
So you basically get a game that's very close to NFL as far as the collisions and the tactics and the fact that good coaching can make a big difference. Yep. It's not just all about the physical nature of the players. You might have the best players but not have the best team. Like we see the Highlanders don't have the best players, but they have the best team environment.
Yes.
And it's just all of that. But you go down to your local rugby club, you walk in the door, and people are friendly.
You're welcomed.
Yep.
Doesn't matter and who those, you are.
And it's kind of like the PC police still haven't got in there. Do you know what I mean? You know, the rowdiness on a bus is still there.
Yeah.
You know, there's all of that that goes along with it as well. The initiations aren't as bad as they used to be, but they still have that type of thing going on. So it's a little bit of kind of like, you know, back. It's still got those sort of amateur roots in a professional environment.
Yes.
I would say.
I agree.
So there you go, Sam. That's the reason why.
Which is our downfall in the professional game.
Very much true. An amateur game played by professionals.
Yeah.
Mate, what's your story to me? What's your question to me?
My question to you. Now, do you think there'll be a Super Brew for the Rugby World Cup? And will you partake?
Oh, 100% I'll partake.
Do you think there should be a prize? Because you can put prizes. I chose not to have a prize.
No, we've got a prize. We've got the trophy, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so serious about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's currently Jed? In the league? Where's Jed live? Could be an expensive parcel.
Could be very expensive because it weighs a ton, Jed.
It weighs a ton. You want it to be Winter Milan or you?
Yeah, I hope I'm going to get there.
Winter Milan just lives down the road.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
He could come pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want it, come
actually,
get it.
Actually, that's a good thing, isn't it? If you want the trophy.
Click and collect it.
Home delivery not available.
But yeah, I hope Super Brew do loads of different competitions.
They will do.
Because then we can just set loads up, couldn't we?
Yeah. Great, sir.
Brilliant.
Great one.
Yeah. Great.
So you didn't play, my question to you didn't play rugby when you were young whippersnapper.
No.
And I kind of know the backstory, but when you eventually got your big boy pants on and decided that hockey was a game played by less important people in the world, and you turned to rugby, what was the why? What happened? And why did you enjoy it?
So I'll go through it. My first game I played, I was 10 and I got injured.
Yeah.
I got asked to play by...
Lack of resilience, people.
yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, definitely. And I was a small little boy
playing
with big fellas. And then when I was 11 and 12, I played in a weight grade.
Yeah.
So I played under 45 kilograms.
I don't think I was ever under 45.
Mate, I was tiny. But I was playing against people my size.
Yeah.
So then I could just use my pace.
Yeah. You bet you ripped it up, eh?
I was awful at defending because I didn't want to hurt myself. I didn't want to as a youngster. And then when I was my last year at school, I decided that I'd just play. Or no, I think it was at athletics day and I won the 100 metres and the second 15 coach rang me at home and said, oh, do you want to come down and play? And I said no.
No, they're big boys.
I didn't want
to. I've seen them in the showers. They're big fellas.
I didn't want to play. And then my last year at school, I trialed for the first and seconds.
Yeah.
And I got no ball. Because in the trial, everyone's trying to hog the ball and, you know, put their best foot forward. So I maybe touched the ball once. And then I played just for a school team. And, yeah, I was pretty handy. Left school, played under 85 club rugby. That was good fun. And then I only sort of played sevens as an adult until I came over to this country.
Yeah. And what was your bit you enjoy when you
just
play?
The camaraderie.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're hurting, you look to your left and look to your right, they're hurting and you're like, come on, we need to do this as a team. There's no one sort of standing on the wayside going, oh, you guys do it. There's no one selfish like that. It's all for one or one for all kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after the game, you have a beer, pat each other on the shoulder and go, bloody good work.
Yeah, I think it's that you just mentioned is, as a rugby player, you are definitely part of a team. You know, I've played other team sports. You know, cricket is a good example of that. You know, you're part of a team, but you're not really.
No.
You know.
People go, like after a game, oh, I've got to go.
Yeah, it's
I've
not even that though. It's like you're a bowler. It's pretty much an individual sport. You're a batter. You're pretty much an individual sport. You're a wicketkeeper. You're on your own. Whereas, you know, rugby, if you don't have a good forward pack, you ain't getting the ball as a back.
Very true.
And if you don't have a good back line, you ain't scoring a lot of points.
Nah,
and if you don't have a good kicker, you're not winning tight games.
Yeah.
So, you know, you definitely feel like you are part of something. And very, very few teams I've played in, when it comes to rugby, have kind of fallen out. But a lot of other teams that I've played in have fallen out because, you know, it's all about them.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right, mate, we've got a little surprise for you. Got some quiz questions, but they're not done by me. They're done by Jed or Eric. He's done a few.
Has he?
He's done a few, but we're only going to do one today. So thank you to Eric who has sent in some of these questions. Now, you're going to like them.
Okay.
They're right up your street.
Excellent.
I'm actually surprised that you are not in this list. If I can find the list. Here we go. So all you have to do is you have to work out who is an All Black and who is an adult entertainer.
Only fans? Or fans only? Something like that.
So, first one up. George Loveridge. Is he an All Black or is he an adult entertainer?
Adult entertainer.
Wrong. He's an All Black.
When did he play?
He's number 206.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay. Oh. What about this one? Randy Spears.
What number is he?
Well, if I told you that.
He's a adult entertainer.
He is. He doesn't have an All Black number. this is a good one. Eric Lovehard. Eric Everhard.
Adult entertainer
or All Black?
Adult entertainer. Oh, I told you I was wrong.
You're right.
And Lovehard.
All right, okay. Brian Pumper.
All Black.
Oh. Jack Steele.
Adult entertainer.
All Black.
Oh, what number?
223.
Oh, for God. Well, these are in like the early 1900s.
You guys are going for you. Brandon Iron.
He's an All Black.
Adult entertainer.
Oh.
John Dick.
I bet you he's an All Black.
He is an All Black.
What number? 100.
431.
Oh, may as well.
And I got one more here. I think I got one more. Dick Steerer.
Oh, definitely an adult entertainer.
Sorry.
Excellent.
Wrong.
What
All
number?
Black.
That's great
never,
news.
Never been so happy to be wrong. All Black 354. Brilliant, though, isn't it?
All Black 354 is just... When was that? 1930s?
No.
1950s?
2021, mate. Well, I wonder what number are they up to?
1,000.
Go and check it.
I will.
Check it now. Go, go for a recent one. So who would it be? Recent one. Go La Mappe. What number is he?
So the most recent, Josh Lord.
Yeah.
2021. He is 1,199.
Yeah, so just yesterday.
So shall we, what was it? 400? No, yeah, 300 were the earlier ones.
223.
Okay, we'll go through mid 300s.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 1926. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Toby! 325. Toby Sheen.
Yeah. Sheedy. Love it. Sir, it's been a pleasure. It's the end of the show.
It is the end of the show.
Yeah. So thank you very much, as always, for doing the show with me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah, again, reiterate, if you want to help us out, there's a Patreon page.
Yeah.
Send us an email. Write us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Or anything in between, really.
Definitely.
Until next time.
See you later.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.